السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ، ونشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ، ونشہد ان سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، محمد رسول الله، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers or sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers, we all know that this is just a part of the lengthy ayat Muhammadur Rasulullah walladhina ma'ahu ashidda'u 'alal kuffar rahama'u bainahum tarahum ruk'an sujjadan yabtaghuna fadlan min Allahi wa ridwana ila akhiril ayat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the guide for all mankind until the day of Qiyamah. After Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no Nabi came to this world and nobody will ever come. Anyone who claims to be a prophet is nothing but an imposter. This Thursday night there will be no program, so I decided to have a Naat Sharif and some Zikrullah and Dua. And in that Dua you must make Dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala transports me to Madina Sharif speedily. Nothing is difficult for Allah Ta'ala.
Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota, tamanna hai کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا، وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا، وہاں کے گل شنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا، وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. ان مدینہ شریف ہاؤ آئی ڈیزائر دیٹ امنگسٹ آل دا گارڈنز آف مدینہ شریف I too would have had a garden of my own. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. Anywhere in the world we go, there is nothing but طوفان and fitnas and corruption and mischief and chaos. And there is no peace, there is no happiness and no satisfaction in anybody's life. Whether the person has got money or he hasn't got money, whether he's got properties or he's propertyless, whether he's got wife or he's wifeless, where everybody's life is restless, whether the person has got or he hasn't got, everybody's restless. We don't say that fitnas haven't entered Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. Fitnas have entered Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. The real Dajjal will not be able to enter Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif. But for those people who want some kind of protection from those fitnas, the fitnas of Dajjal, the real fitnas will come with the coming of Dajjal, whenever he is going to appear. But the other fitnas, fitnas of music, fitnas of filthy pictures, fitnas of TV and movies, fitnas of Hollywood and Bollywood, fitnas of love of dunya fitnas of so many other kinds, free intermingling, lavish weddings, israf and wastage, hotels are built up, perfect condition, nothing wrong with them, millions have been spent, and then suddenly for the purpose of some palace or some other shopping complex or something, it's all destroyed again. Wastage and israf. Now all these fitnas and the fitnas of the shopping malls and complexes, who does not know all these type of fitnas have entered Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif? Everybody knows. These fitnas have entered. As soon as you enter Makkah Sharif, you enter Madina Sharif, you go to any of the shops, in the hotels and wherever you go, we can see that those fitnas have entered. There's music there, there's filthy pictures there, there's all kinds of films that are showing there. The newspapers also have pages and pages dedicated what films will be shown for the day on the different channels. So those fitnas have entered. But if any person still really wants protection of his iman, salamati of his iman, and he does not want to get caught up in those webs of fitnas, then it is Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif. Any other part of the world, you will never find that kind of sukoon that you find there, in spite of all those fitnas that have entered. So for a Muslim to be desirous that he be blessed with the opportunity to settle in Madina Sharif, then even if he is not blessed with that opportunity, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with him inshallah in accordance with his niyat, provided wherever he is, he tried to make amal, he tried to obey Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So to have this tamanna is a sign of iman. There will be no protection anywhere else. Good people will be caught up in the fitnas of Dajjal, especially when Dajjal will come and with all those magical tricks that he is going to show and that mesmerism and everything that's going to take place, people will accept him and believe in him as the Lord. And Allah Ta'ala will give him those kind of powers. But there will be nothing but magic, witchcraft as we call it. And the greatest attraction or something that he will attract with is his music. The moment you hear that dum dum sounds, finish, people will follow. Even now, just go outside anywhere, just get a band and tell them to start playing some music and look at the crowd. The largest crowds you get in the world are those crowds that have gathered there to listen to rock music and other kinds of music. Millions of people gather. What a clear proof that if that is the case now, then what will be the case when Dajjal himself will come? If these bands have become so attractive, then what about the band of Shaitan and Dajjal? So at such a time, where else will there be protection? Those people who are rendering some kind of dini khidmat, or those people who cannot make it for whatever reason, people like us who have other kinds of hurdles to cross, so then at least have the tamanna in the heart. The Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajmain spreading throughout the world, leaving Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's company, leaving Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, was for a purpose. And if they had not done that, we would not have been Muslims here today. But are we following in their footsteps? Look at our homes, look at our lives, look at our culture. How much of time we are spending for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at such a time, the protection is going to be in Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif. Don't worry what people say. If a person can make it and reside there, with adab, with respect. If he cannot have adab and respect, then it's better to be here and have the heart there, than being there and have the heart here. All those who have got a lot of attachments and commitments and lots of properties to look after and lots of investments in other parts of the world and here, which is attaching their heart, that if they are there also, they will have no peace of mind.
they will be restless. And then for them we say, well, go, come, or stay there as much as you can. But otherwise, don't stay there. And then say, today I'm missing my daughter who is married certain place. Today I'm missing my grandchildren. Today I'm missing my property. Today I'm missing my shop. Today I'm missing my clients and customers. Today I'm missing my friends who used to come there and used to have a nice smoke with them. And those who are in the habit of crack and other joints, then say we're missing them also. So those who are missing all those crack friends, so then they rather stay here. Because the crack friends are not only those who give them crack. Crack friends are also those who take them to the cinemas, discos, rave clubs, theaters. Whenever a new film comes on the circuit, then they have friends, they call themselves friends, that they offer free tickets, free accommodation. In the casinos they offer that. They are friends. Meaning those who will take them to Jahannam. That kind of friends. Can a person be a friend if he's not concerned about your akhirat, not concerned about your welfare, not concerned about your wealth and your health? Can he be a friend? Tamanna hai ke gulzare madina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. It's not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must ask Allah ta'ala, beg of Him. He is the one who will create the means. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it, it can happen. It will happen. But as I mentioned that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom keeps so many of our people in different parts of the world for the sake of deen. Although they desire us and the conditions are also there that they can go with.
Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti. Basar ab zindagi apni دیارِ قدس میں ہوتی وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا وہیں جیتا وہیں مرتا وہیں گور و کفن ہوتا.
بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی ہے. My beloved Allah, let the last days of my life, or the latter part of my life, or whatever remaining days of my life, Ya Allah, how I wish that it could have been spent in Madina Sharif. The desire must be there. Wahi jita, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. A person can be a waliullah in any part of the world, and he can be given his kafan and his dafan. Once he is underground, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's closeness and everything is there for him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses him with gardens of jannat. The qabr becomes a garden from the gardens of paradise for such people. Wherever in the world, that qabr becomes a garden. Rawzatum min riyadil jannah. Or it becomes a pit fire of the pit fire of hell for the disbelievers and for the very sinful ones. So if the pious and the righteous in any part of the world that they reside, if they have to die, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them garden from the gardens of Jannah. Their qabr becomes like that. It's an alam e barzakh, like how a person when he's sleeping, then he is unaware of what is happening outside. Whatever he is dreaming, he truly believes that that is truly happening. We have examples of that. So alam e barzakh also, it's a different kind of world. So Allah ta'ala will give them those gardens. So if any part of the world that Allah wala passes away, if he is given garden from the gardens of Jannah, then what good fortune must be of those people that have been blessed with burial in Madina Tayyiba, in Baqi, where over 10,000 companions of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where so many of his wives, his children, thousands and thousands of awliya, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, how many are buried there. So if the person gets a garden of Jannah just in his own city and own town, if he has to pass away as a waliullah, friend of Allah, oh Allah Ta'ala has to forgive his sins. Sometimes some good deed, good action, Allah Ta'ala accepts and forgives the person. Therefore we must not be judgmental. We don't know what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will do or how he will deal with a person after he has passed away. Outwardly the person's condition may be very, very different. But some deed and some neki and some good action of his late part of the night during the day, we don't know what this person did. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala accepts that and gives him not only forgiveness but high stages. So therefore we are desirous. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. I am desirous, my beloved Allah, that I live there, I die there, and my kafan and dafan be made there. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare khud same hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. All of you all to say the same thing and make ameen on it. Basar ab zindagi apni deyare khud same hoti. Wahi jeeta, wahi marta, wahi goro kafan hota. Muyassar baalo par hote to ur kar mein pahunch jata. Muyassar baalo par hote to ur kar mein pahunch jata. Zahe qismat ke apna aashiyan unka chaman hota. Oh my beloved Allah, if only I was a bird with wings, I would have flown over to Madina Sharif. What a good fortune of mine it would have been, that my nest would have been in the garden of Madina Sharif. That I fly from here and I go into my nest. Allah Ta'ala has given us imagination. We fantasize about haram and we waste this great power of imagination. Picture ourselves like that beautiful bird or like that eagle or even those sparrows, look at them from where they come and where they travel to. Now we picture if there had been a bird and the desire came now to go to the Rauza Mubarak. We take off from wherever we are, no landing strip required and no runway required and no petrol and no fuel required, the bird takes off and moves in the direction of Madina Sharif or moves in the direction of Makkah Sharif and goes and joins those other birds that are making tawaf around the Kaaba Sharif.
Muyassar baalo par hote to udkar main pahunch jata, zahe qismat ke apna aashiyan unka chaman hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota, wahan ke gul shanon mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. Namazon mein unhi ke dar pe karta main jabhi saayi, tilawat ka tarannum aur jannat ka chaman hota. Tilawat ka tarannum aur jannat ka chaman hota.
Imagine a person who has settled there. The person is just a few meters away from the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The person is listening to the azan of the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The person makes wuzu and within seconds is in the masjid. He is there behind the imam of the haram sharif. And there, just on his left hand side or right hand side or in front of him, just there rests the greatest after Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he raises his gaze and he looks in that direction, he is certain, 100% certain, there is no question of any doubt that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. Lots of places in the world, he says, so-and-so is buried here, Prophet so-and-so is here, Prophet so-and-so is here, but we are not certain. But this one, we can take a billion qasams and with certainty we can say that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there. And when we are reciting salat and salam there, he is listening to us personally and responding. What a good fortune for the person. Therefore, we should not talk ill of the people of Madina Sharif and Makkah Sharif. With all their weaknesses and shortcomings, look at the opportunities that they have of tawbah and istighfar and getting the millions of blessings over their lifetime, making the salat there, reciting the Quran Sharif there. One namaz in the Haram Sharif in Makkah Sharif, 100,000 times sawab. One Quran Sharif tilawat, 100,000 Quran Sharif tilawat. One tasbih, 100,000. One ran, 100,000 ran. So what way can we get that in our country? So why should we then talk ill of them? Everyone has got his weaknesses. And most of those people who we say are people of Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif, they are not people of Makkah Sharif, Madina Sharif. They came from the outside and settled there with their weaknesses. The original people of Makkah Sharif and Madina Sharif, even up till now, those who are still living, look at their character, look at their akhlaq, look at their dealings, look at their humility, look at their generosity, look at their kindness. We have experienced it over the years. Namazon mein unhi ke dar pe, within my salat would have been in Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam. My tilawat of the Quran Sharif would have been in Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam. My tasbih of Allah, Allah and Subhanallah would have been in the Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My forehead would be bowing down before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. I would have been raising my hands in the Riyazul Jannah. I would have been making my salat in the masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And the beautiful sound that a person hears that humming of bees. People are reading Salat, Salam, Quran Sharif, but it's that beautiful sound. There's no music like that in the world. What kind of spiritual upliftment it gives to a person. What kind of hope it gives. And what kind of sukoon and peace and tranquility it brings into the heart. If only we have to polish our hearts a little and then go there. And don't take all the garbage from here and then come back from there in the same state. If we leave the world behind a little and go there. There's nothing wrong. Earn livelihood. Go to the marketplace. Build properties and do everything. Allah doesn't stop from progressing in the material world also. There were some Sahabas very, very rich. But they were still companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and they were radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. But look at their lifestyles. So, tilawat ka tarannum aur jannat ka chaman hota. Sabhi kuch hai magar jab wo nahi kuch bhi nahi haasil. Sabhi kuch hai magar jab wo nahi kuch bhi nahi haasil. Jahan wo hai wahi ae kaash mein jalwa fazan hota. Say, I can have everything. I can have the gold and silver of the world. I can have oil wells. I can have gold mines. I can have diamonds. I can have uranium, platinum. I can have palaces. I can have mansions. I can have bungalows. I can have everything. But if Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's muhabbat is not in my life, if Allah ta'ala's ishq and muhabbat is not in my life, then is nothing hasil. There is nothing hasil. You got everything but got nothing. So therefore I kash, oh, how I wish that I could be in Madina Sharif. At least I got Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there.
Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا. خدا شاہد ہے کہ ہم سارے جہاں پر حکمراں ہوتے. خدا شاہد ہے کہ ہم سارے جہاں پر حکمراں ہوتے. رسول پاک کی سنت اگر اپنا چلن ہوتا.
Allah Ta'ala is a witness to it that we should have been ruling over the whole world. We would have been dominant as the Sahaba-i-Kiram was victorious wherever they went. If only we too did the same thing, followed Rasul-e-Pak's teachings, we obeyed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We obeyed Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We followed the Quran and the Sunnah in our lives. Allah Ta'ala would have given us more enjoyment than what we are getting. Now we are getting no enjoyment in having everything but there's no enjoyment. Then Allah Ta'ala would have given us enjoyment in our food, in our drink, in our clothes, in our homes, because there would have been happiness, everybody united, everybody enjoying peace and tranquility and sukoon. Then it would have been Jannat on earth for us. If only we had also Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings in our lives. We conclude with the last.
یہی ہے آرزو ثاقب یہی اپنی تمنا ہے.
Poetry by whomsoever it is written, then it is only fair that the person must first read his name, whoever is the author of the poetry. Hazrat Maulana Siddiq Bahandwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, great Ashik of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. It is his poetry. But now I put my name there and you can put your name there in the form of a dua.
Yehi hai aarzu saqib, yehi apni tamanna hai.
He says, oh saqib, this is the only tamanna, this is the only desire, this is the only real wish of mine. Ke paivande baqiye paak apna bhi badan hota. That this body of mine also become a patch of that Mubarak Qabristan of Medina Sharif. We turn to dust and
tamanna hai yehi hai aarzu Yunus. Yehi apni tamanna hai. Yehi hai aarzu Yunus. Yehi apni tamanna hai. Ke paivande baqiye pa. Apna bhi padan hota. Yehi hai aarzu saqib. Yehi apni tamanna hai. Ke paivande baqiye pa. Apna bhi badan hota. Basar ab zindagi apni diyare quds mein hoti, wahi jeeta wahi marta wahi goro kafan hota.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyathal mustaghithin. Ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram. Ya Rabbana, zolamna anfusana. وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, loving, caring Allah. Oh, my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh, my most tolerant Allah. How much of our sins you have tolerated, my Allah. Day and night, we used your bounties for your disobedience. Disobedience in our homes, disobedience in our businesses, disobedience in our marriages and walimas. Disobedience, my beloved Allah, in our travels, disobedience at the airports, disobedience in the hotel rooms, disobedience wherever we went. How much of our sight we used for your disobedience. How much of haram we engaged in with our tongue. How much of haram we listen to with our ears. How much of haram we fantasized, my beloved Allah. How much of haram we have touched with our hands. How much of haram places we walked with our feet. How much of haram went into our system through our mouths. Yet, my Allah, you tolerate it. You tolerate it. You tolerate it. Any other Allah would have destroyed us, would have humiliated us.
would have brought suffering upon us, would have sent the gale force winds against us, would have sent the tsunamis against us, would have caused the earth to open and swallow us up. But my beloved Allah, how loving you are! How loving you are! How loving you are! In spite of all our sins, you are giving us to eat and drink. You haven't snatched away our bounties. My beloved Allah, you haven't snatched away the bounties you blessed us with. We are therefore turning towards you because you are watching us this very moment. You are listening to us this very moment. The rains of rahmat are pouring this very moment. Because there's such a large number of people who have raised their hands for tawbah and istighfar. And that becomes the means of your rains of rahmat, my Allah. Young and old, ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives, wanting to return to you, wanting to become yours, and wanting you to become ours. Mere Allah, agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi mera, tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zameen. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, don't test us, don't test us. On the day of Qiyamah, don't test us, my Allah. We will not be able to pass any test. We will fail because we have no capital of good deeds to our credit. On that day, Ya Allah, where you will be entering so many millions without any reckoning, Ya Allah, enters into Jannat without any reckoning. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Rahim Allah, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, for whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much of his blood was shed. For whom he cried and shed so much of his tears. For whom he stood in whole night in prayers, his feet swelled. For whom he was stoned in Taif, his shoe Mubarak. His shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Ah, my Allah. The Mubarak blood of your most beloved is flowing for the sake of the Ummah. He is ostracized 3 solid years. Goes into sajda, intestines of animals are placed on the back of the purest. He whose perspiration was also the best of all ithers. Ya Allah, dirty intestines of animals placed on his back. My beloved Allah, we have shown no appreciation for his sacrifices. When he is informed that the ummah for whom you sacrifice so much is in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling, there is no haya, no shame, no modesty. Watching filthy films and reading filthy magazines in homes and even in the hotels in Madina Sharif and Makkah Sharif. Their cell phones have got filthy music and they're carrying it even near your Roza Mubarak. Or wherever they may be, my beloved Allah, when he is informed that that ummah in adultery, in fornication, in Hollywood and Bollywood, popping drugs in their mouths. What kind of pain. The sensitive heart of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be suffering. Tonight, my Allah, we make sincere tawbah from our sins. How long are we going to remain in the path of sins? How long are we going to disobey you? How long are we going to remain distanced from you? How long our hearts are going to remain garbage bags? Ya Allah, tonight we are pledging before you. Give us the himmat and the courage to throw out of our homes and our lives all that which is causing so much of corruption and disruption,
So much of restlessness, so much of anxieties, worries and problems. So much of disputes and arguments between husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members. Ya Allah, give us the himmat to throw out of our lives all those sinful items. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. A day is sure to come in our lives when the angel of death is going to strike the sword. He is not going to ask for our permission and is not going to inform us of his arrival. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, rave club, dance club, night club. Any kind of haram action. Give us the realization that death can come suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Make us put brakes, my beloved Allah, over those sins of ours. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Bless us all with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our time. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remove the difficulties, the pain, the suffering of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And especially in Palestine at present, my Allah. Bodies are still being discovered from under the rubble. How many babies lost their lives? How many children lost their lives? How many men and women innocent lost their lives? How much of bombs rained upon them? How much of destruction took place? Ya Allah! Unke haal par raham farma. Jo shaheed ho gaye, unko jannatul firdaus mein aala jagah ata. Those whom they have left behind, give them sabre jameel ajre haseen. Ya Allah, Mujahideen Islam ki madad farma, nusrat farma. Come to their assistance now. Don't look at our weaknesses, our shortcomings and our faults anymore, my Allah. We only have faults and weaknesses and shortcomings. Look at your rahmat, look at your mercy, which is unlimited, my Allah. Deal with us according to your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Kareem gives to those who are even not deserving. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Let our homes become jannat on earth. Let our lives be pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, in the latter part of our life, or as soon as possible, my beloved Allah, take us to Medina Tayyibah. Let the remaining days of our life be in Medina Sharif. Wahi jita, wahi barta, wahi goro kafan. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let our death be full of barakat and rahmat, my Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah. Ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. When the time of our death comes, take us to Medina. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. How much he begged for us, how much he asked for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes or amongst us, bless them with complete shifa, my Allah. Bless us with spiritual cure also of all the sicknesses of our hearts. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Those whose children have gone onto drinks and drugs and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations, the good tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the tests, the trials. of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, kindness and ihsan, remove the difficulties, pain, suffering, sicknesses, diseases, problems, tests and trials. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.